Hello there, and welcome to CoachingReallyWorks.com. I have a topic that I know a lot of people are interested in. There's this infographic. You've seen it. It's been around all over the internet, and you probably come across your Facebook a couple times. And it's very motivating. It's very, very interesting when you look at it and you compare. I'm not crazy about the fact that they put a girl as a successful and a guy as a not successful. I don't think it's intended that way at all. But it was just funny. Okay, now, the thing is you look at that and you probably wonder, well, how do I do these things? What are things that I can do? How do I incorporate them into my life? And what I'm here to tell you today is that I have several posts that you can go to. If you go to my website and you can check the posts out, just click on the link, go to the website, and you're gonna find all the ones that I have created posts that teach you just how to do those things that make for successful people. Okay, I haven't done posts on all of them, but this is something that I realized, hey, that would be a great idea to complete this list. And there are 17 on this infographic. There are these. We've got compliments. Compliment people. Wow. Have a sense of gratitude. And gratitude, it's not just being grateful for the day, grateful for your food, but be grateful for people. Really express it, be open about it. Then we have forgiveness. One of the other areas is accepted responsibility for your failures. The trouble is a lot of us don't even want to admit that we fail, or we want to avoid failure. Failure's not all that bad. I have several great posts on the topic of failure, not necessarily on accepting it, but you can check those out. And then we have give others the credit for their wins and their victories. And now another one is keep a journal. I have a great post on that one. Actually, I have a few that talk about that, so please be sure to check those ones out. The next one is read every day, okay? Make it a goal in your life to just have a book that you're always interested in working through and that you're gonna be learning from. Sometimes it's just an inspirational book, but in those moments of inspiration, other things and other growth occur. And the next one is you really want to honestly want desire for other people to succeed. Okay, a successful person needs to draw success by seeing success as good in others around them, not just in themselves. Okay, it's not an egotistical thing. All right, another one is talk about ideas. Talk about ideas. Make ideas a part of your conversation. Bring them into your life, and it keeps ideas flowing for things that you can do, new solutions to problems, ways that you can handle things. The other one is read, and then readily share information, share data. Don't keep things to yourself. I mean, that's a wonderful thing that I've been experiencing in the years that I've been blogging, is just being able to share these things. It's wonderful to see it affect other people's lives. Now, this one is a nice one. I think it's quite interesting, and that is keep a to-be list. How about that? Not just a to-do list, but a to-be list. Who am I going to be? What am I going to be? Bear with me, there's just a couple more. I'm moving on. Exude joy. Be a happy person. People want to do business with. People want to interact with. People want to help people who are happy. Okay, so let that joy show in your life, on your face, smile when you see people, greet people with kindness, and you're gonna see how that links directly to your success in a big way. The next one is set goals and develop plans. I have some great posts on that if you're wondering how to do it. One of the most helpful ones is it's a very easy way to get a grasp on goals, and that is set SMART goals. Once you get that habit, then you won't need the acronym SMART goals anymore, but it's a good place to start. This one is a huge one, and even for me, and to this day, it's still a challenge, but I know from my life and from experience that change is always good, and learn to accept and embrace change. And now this one is keep a to-do and a project list, all right? But there's a secret to to-dos and projects, and I'm gonna put a link to a post about how to choose the projects, the specific projects for the next day, so that you're not overwhelmed by a large to-do list, but you're able to focus on high priorities. I love this one, continuously learn, just keep learning. Learn. Courses, seminars, online, go to meetings, and of course reading, just keep learning and growing. And the last one is operate from a transformational perspective. I'll be honest with you, I'm not sure exactly what that means, but I have a feeling that it's something to do with the butterfly and the caterpillar. You need to be in a perspective that you may be transforming, becoming somebody new, something completely different. All right, now here's your quote for today on success and failure. Success is simple. Do what's right, the right way, at the right time. Arnold H. Glasso. Okay, now here's your affirmation. Post it on your mirror or by your bed. Keep it handy. Say it in the morning when you first wake up. Really internalize it. Feel it and picture yourself being this person. Success, achievement, and abundance seem to flow into my life effortlessly. Hey guys, this is Abe. Did you like this episode? If you did, there are three things you can do right now to continue your journey. First, you can subscribe to this channel right here so that I can send you videos on a weekly basis to change your life. Second, you can get my brand new cheat sheet by clicking on the button right here. Third, you can go over to my website and sign up for my newsletter so that I can send you free offers, free programs, free products, new podcasts, and everything else that we don't do on this channel right here. If you'd like to do that, please click on any of these buttons that you see right here. I look forward to seeing you on the next video. Until then, go out there and continue to take steps towards your dream as you live a life that really matters.